Greetings, podcast pals. It's Liz Berg here at WFMU with a brand new podcast episode for you. Excited to be presenting some new music that I dug up on the Free Music Archive. We're going to hit it a little heavy into the electronic music court today. And I also want to feature a few pieces that were entered into the Free Music Archive's recent Micro Song Challenge. And this is going through February 20th, I believe. The FMA is taking submissions of songs that are 15 seconds or less. Go to freemusicarchive.org, submit your song that's 15 seconds or less, and you can submit a bunch of songs if you want, or you can just submit one little teeny micro song, and you could win a 3D printer. So go to freemusicarchive.org for more info on the Micro Song Challenge. It's a pretty cool one, and I'm going to play a few tracks for you on the podcast today. Hopefully, this will inspire you to enter your teeny tiny song into our Micro Song Challenge. All right, let's kick things off with a sort of crazy one from Ryoma Maeda and Romantic Suiciders. The song is called Underground Residence, first demo version. I'll be back at the end of the podcast to let you know a little bit more about the music you hear today. Enjoy!
We'll be right back. are covering beets. Now, if you've never tried beets before, they have a very natural, earthy, sweet flavor to them. And nutritionally speaking, they are packed with antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals. They're actually very high in vitamin C. They have magnesium, potassium, folic acid, and they're said to be a blood purifier.
Always go with organic beets. The reason is a lot of the lead and heavy metals that they use in the fertilizers and pesticides and fungicides to keep all the bugs off this thing sit right around the base of this beet if it's not organic. Now, because this is organic, none of that stuff sits around the outside, so I can drop this whole thing in.
Now, beets are actually pretty easy to work with. You can eat them both raw or cooked. As far as cooking, they like to be baked, roasted, and steamed. And you do want to remember, keep that tail intact and preferably about an inch of the stem, because what that does is it locks in the nutrients and it keeps the beets nice and juicy.
This beet is amazing. It's packed with all types of vitamins. If you actually split the beet in half, and I'm going to show you doing this, I'm going to actually cut this beet.
Now, if you're anything like me, your beets are in the oven and your mind is thinking, what am I going to do with these beets?
Take it or leave it, we can achieve it, even just take it, I really need it. just a simple melody. Nothing to prove, well, what could it be? It's only pop, sweet pop. Same world that never ends. We like to sing.
People of the podcast universe, Liz Berg here with you at the end of the show today to let you know what we heard. Finished things out with Quiddy and the Don'ts, a great New York City band with She's Gonna Break Your Heart, and that was from a live set performed here at WFMU on the Three Chord Monty Show with Joe Bielak back in December 2014. You can catch Joe Bielak's Three Chord Monty Show every Monday afternoon, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Time here at WFMU. It is a great rock show. Prior to Quiddy and the Don'ts, we heard from Chris Herb with Skyvery, and that is from an album entitled Death to False Techno, newly added to the Free Music Archive, kind of a cool, meandering, rock-ish tune. We heard The Return of Lazy Salon before that with Halo Hand from their second release on the Free Music Archive. We heard The Nowherewood with Hidden Banisters, a brand new single. Guillaume Tucker gave us a lovely little ditty called Pop Sweet Pop, and that is from a new album on the Free Music Archive. Steve Combs, an artist that I've been hitting pretty hard lately with an instrumental called Quit, the remix version, and that's off of his new rock album. That was coming out of a bunch of little short micro songs from the Free Music Archive's Micro Song Challenge. We heard Thomas Kin Rosving Hjornet with Mins Polsen Koger, which translates to While This Sausage Is Cooking. We heard Greg Reinfeld with Clyde the Formidable Cat. Jorge Mario Zuleta gave us Croissant. We heard Beauchamp with a song called Hawaiian Clap, and Hawaiian is misspelled, charmingly so. Those are all little itty bitty ditties from the Free Music Archive's Micro Song Challenge, which you can enter. It's going until February 20th, so you still have time. We heard a song from Prójimo Bill called Casi Fin de Mundo, and that is from the Anti-Masa album. We heard J-Ro with Take It or Leave It, a Visceral with a great, fun, cut-up hip-hop track called Beats, talking about the vegetable. That's from the album Nostalgia Infinite. We heard Steve Combs with Kill Kill Kill, one of his contributions to the Micro Song Challenge. Christopher Rave with an electronic piece called Flat Seafarer from the album Peak. We heard Dektonic with a dance floor hit. It's called Dancing is Permitted from the album Classics. And started out the podcast today kind of crazy and weird in a great way. Ryoma Maeda and Romantic Suiciders gave us Underground Residence. And that wraps up the podcast for this week. Thanks so much for listening. Liz Berg here at WFMU. You can catch me on the radio for 3 full hours every week, during which I play songs that I can't include in my podcast for legal reasons. So you can get all extra legal by listening to my radio show every week. Tuesday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Time here at WFMU.org. If I don't see you there, I'll see you here next time.